sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love.
CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Tom River. The search for Robert Card continues in Maine. He's a suspect in Wednesday night's shooting in Lewiston that killed at least 18 people. Retired FBI Special Agent Richard Frankel, an ABC News contributor, says...
We have a bad guy who knows how to use weapons, has used them, and is not afraid to use them again.
Law enforcement officers surrounded a home near Bowdoin, calling for anyone inside to surrender, but it's not clear if anyone was inside. People who were in the bowling alley and restaurant during Wednesday's shooting telling their stories. Tammy Aslin survived. Her sister, Trisha, did not.
I don't see her outside amongst those of us who got out. And then I was told by somebody who was there that saw her.
U.S. fighter jets today struck sites in Syria linked to Iran, the Pentagon calling it retaliation for recent attacks against U.S. bases in the region. This is ABC News. In federal court today, Representative George Santos expected to plead not guilty to charges of identity theft. The embattled lawmaker also facing a new push from fellow New York Republicans to oust him from Congress. Santos already facing charges including embezzling money from his campaign and lying to Congress about his wealth. Sentencing today for a Virginia mother whose son shot a teacher.
Deja Taylor's six-year-old brought her gun to his Newport News school in January and shot a teacher, Abby Zwerner, seriously injuring her. She had to undergo several surgeries and spent nearly 2 weeks in the hospital. Taylor told police she believed the gun was secured with a trigger lock at home, but during home searches, authorities say they never found one. Now, 10 months later, Taylor will be sentenced for child neglect. She faces 5 years behind bars, but prosecutors will recommend 6 months as part of a plea deal. They also agreed to to drop a misdemeanor count of recklessly storing a firearm.
ABC's Lionel Moise. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise cloudy, temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy. Slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36. Winds west, 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 50.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money, and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. She knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna.
Thank you. choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she can show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl.
hits and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell, but you were so innocent, but you were stealing my.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day be someone. But here I am at 21, just loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Chase Beckham, new artist, new song. It's called 23 in 98Q Country. At 24 past 6, and the day of giving is underway as we raise funds and awareness for our local Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. The food pantry has been in our area for, well, 20, 30, it depends on who you ask. It's been around a long time, and it continues to be a tradition of helping those in their time of need for whatever reason. Your local Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry distributes around 4+ tons of food every month right here in Park Falls. Now, we're doing something very special today. We're featuring the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, obviously, and we're also going to be talking with folks who are involved with the pantry right here, local volunteers throughout the day. Some of the board members will be joining us. Now, you can have a little fun with us. Now, obviously, we would love for you to call us and say, Joel, I'll pledge $20, and we'll write you down, and you can drop it off at your convenience in the next week or so. That would be fabulous. If you want to have a little fun along with that and bid on items, we have on our website, 98qcountry.com, just a whole ton of items, and we're going to run through those. In fact, I just kind of got, hang on, just let me grab more. Just, all right, there we go. I got the list right here, too, of items that are available for you to bid on. And we're going to run through those in earnest coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But we have got gift certificates and items from all kinds of area businesses. For instance, the Big Dipper has a $50 gift card. Bobbers on the Lake has a $25 gift card. The Butternut Feed Store, a $20 gift certificate. We've got all kinds of physical items, like Dollar General donated a very creative Italian gift basket that we'll be taking bids on through the day. It's probably about a, $20, $30 value or so. Double D's, $25 gift certificate and another $20 gift certificate. So tons of items. And again, during the 7 o'clock hour, we're really going to dig into this and give you all the items. For those of you who aren't on the web and can't see the items, we will talk about them, give you a chance to call in and bid. Now, we won't close out any of these items until after the noon news. So you've got until noon to kind of look at it, maybe put a few bids in and stuff. And then after the noon news this afternoon, then we're going to start closing some stuff out and really handing out some good bargains and some good donations also to the food pantry. This is a good way. Maybe you have been blessed in your life with, maybe you've never been food challenged. Maybe you've been blessed in your life as a youth and as an adult, and it's never been an issue. This is a good time to maybe look at one of these items like Super One. We'll have a $100 gift card donated by Park Falls Hardwoods to Super One. Maybe this is a good time for you to say, you know what? I'm going to spend $100 anyway at Super One, so I'll give you $100 for it. Or maybe go above and beyond, $110, $20, whatever it may be. So right now we're taking bids on the items throughout the morning, and we'll have a little fun mixing in a few other things too. Give you a chance to help out the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Thanks to Glenn and the folks at Signature Sign and Graphics. They donated the thermometer out in front when you drive by 98Q. Hard to see in the fog and rain this morning, but we'll get some daylight here eventually. But they donated that. We thank them for doing that. If you want to drop off a non-perishable food item, we do have a grocery cart out in front of the radio station. I know it's a little wet out there right now, so you might want to bring the item in, but we do have a grocery cart out there. Also, that you can donate non-perishable food items. So we're on the air. I'm here till 6 o'clock tonight. We'll be on the air all day raising funds. Last year, we were blessed to have over $8,000 come in for the food pantry. Our goal this year is $15,000. So we'll see what we can do, and we certainly hope you'll consider a donation to a charity that is 100% guaranteed that all the money you give is going to go right back to folks right here. Because it's all volunteers. It's all volunteers. And we'll talk a little bit later about the financial part of the Lord's Cupboard and how it all works. Maybe you're not familiar with that. So we'll cover all that. Stay with us through the day. Good local stuff and a chance for you to help out our local food pantry. If you see items on the website at 98qcountry.com that you want to bid on, you can call us. We will be fully staffed after like 8 this morning, flying solo right now. But we will have a lot of people available. But if you want to call in and throw a couple bids on some items, give us a call at 715-762-3221. Let's get a quick update from Wisconsin Radio Network right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Layoffs are coming to UW-Platteville. The Chancellor, Tammy Avedovich, sent out a letter on Wednesday saying the school's eliminating 111 positions. That's about 12% of the university's total workforce. The chancellor explained the moves are made to reduce the budget in the 2025 school year by more than $9 million. At the Capitol on Thursday, the State Assembly's Education Committee approved a bill that would allow school districts to hire superintendents who are not certified by DPI. Committee Chairman Joel Kitchen says schools can already hire CEOs for their districts that aren't certified so long as they don't call them superintendents. Democrats say the measure weakens school districts and makes it harder for DPI to handle problem staff. And patrons at the Noodles and Company in Beloit got quite a surprise late Tuesday morning after a deer smashed through the front window and wandered around the store for a while. No customers were hurt, and the deer didn't seem any worse for wear either. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Damian Lillard poured in 39, setting a franchise record for most points in a debut performance by a Bucks player, leading Milwaukee to a 118-117 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lillard perfect at the free throw line, hitting all 17 of his freebies for the Bucks. Tyrese Maxey had 31 in the loss for the Sixers. Number one fell in college hockey last night as the 14th-ranked Badgers knocked off top-ranked Minnesota 5-2 at Mariucci. Senior Matthew DeSantFall and sophomore Cruz Lucich, each scoring twice, helped the Badgers improve to 6-1 in the season. They'll shoot for the sweep tonight. Football Badgers shoot for their upset on Saturday night at Camp Randall when they host Ohio State. Kick time set for 6:30. Buffalo kicked off week 8 of the NFL season with a 24-18 win over Tampa Bay. Josh Allen passing for 324 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to me.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure batter parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime. At the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Warm up at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet during Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue in Park Falls this Saturday, October 28th. Kayla and the whole crew will be ready with delicious fall coffee concoctions and a thorough selection of tea and tasty treats. Bring the kids by for the prize wheel and browse Kayla's massive fall sale. 20% off fall and winter clothing and boots. No better time to have a good time than this Saturday, October 28th, with Kayla's Kitchen and Closet at Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy. Slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36. Winds west, 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 51.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98Q Country.
Take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame. Oh, yeah.
Jackie.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Fearless. It is our day of giving, raising funds for the Lord Covered Food Pantry all day today. I'll be here till 6 o'clock tonight. Everybody else, all our other John, St. John's, Marcy, they all got the day off today. We might make Mercy come in a little bit later on for an hour or so. But we got a tons of items already, bids rolling in. Some of the physical items we have, we encourage you to go to our website, 98qcountry.com, and look at them. AC Carpet Plus has a real cool Shaw floor mop. That's a $30 value. And Associated Bank has donated some big yard dice. They're kind of cool. You can use it for decorative or play games with them. $20 value. Big Dipper, we have a $50 gift card. And again, we're accepting opening bids on all these. We'll be taking bids this morning. We won't close anything out until after lunch, all right? So we'll just be kind of telling you about it. And then once noontime news after that, then we're going to be starting to close things out. Bobbers on the Lake, $25 gift card. We've already got a $20 bid on the $20 Butternut Feed Store certificate. Overbids are encouraged, though. Dollar General, Italian gift basket, all kinds of pasta and spaghetti sauce in there. Double D's, $25. Double D's, $20. Two of those. We got a Far North Builders. Ryan Plesner and the folks gave us a gift bag that has just all kinds of cool stuff in it. There's a throw rug in there. A throw blanket, actually. There's some Keurig cups. There's just all kinds of stuff in there. And it's about a $40 value. That might be conservative. Fifield Feed and Seed has a cool loon cohosset, am I saying that right? Bells. It's hanging right here. You can stop by the station anytime today and look at these items. Looking for an opening bid on that. Fifield Gas Station has donated a 32-ounce bottle of maple syrup. $20 value. Fifield Grocery, $30 gift card. Forward Insurance donated a really cool, just a knapsack, a rolling knapsack full of just, there's a Subway gift card. There's just all kinds of stuff. It's a $70 value. Again, more details, 98qcountry.com. Stop into the station. We'll talk more about these through the morning. Jay's Auto, $50 gift certificate. Jen's Butternut Cafe, two $15 certificates. John's Auto Works in Fifield, a contouring show broom. It's a $32 value. Kind of cool. Country Cafe, a gallon of chicken and dumpling soup and a gallon of chili, both about a $16 value. The Lanes has donated a $50 gift card. The Lanes here in Park Falls. Mary Cassidy's in Fifield, a $25 gift card. A Moose Jaw t-shirt, a large t-shirt and a winter cap. Also a Moose Jaw sweatshirt. And a winter cap also. Opening bids accepted. Mirren and Associates, $100 toward your tax preparation this coming season. Muskie Jack's Bar and Grill, a $25 gift certificate. Napa of Park Falls, Craftsman Tools, about a $60 value. Napa of Park Falls, another set of tools, about a $60 value. Pictures on our website, or you can stop into the station here anytime today and look at the items that we have. Everything we mentioned is physically right here at the station. Northwoods Supper Club, $25 gift certificate. Park Falls Building Supply has kind of a whole bunch of different items, and we're going to talk more about those. We thank the builders for donating a whole bucket of stuff that we've kind of broken down into different things. Park Falls Country Club, we have two passes. Each one is good for 10 rounds of golf next year. It's a little punch card, and that's $130 value, each of those. Park Pharmacy, $50. Renew You Spa, $50. Got two of those. Ron Ernst Lumber, a couple of $25 gift certificates. St. Croix Rods, we have a certificate good for 40% off first quality rod. We have two of those. And any of you who know the rods and the fishing, you know 40% off a first quality rod is pretty good. So we're taking bids on purchasing that certificate. State Farm has a Wild View Trail Cam, about a $30 value. Super One, we have two $25 gift cards for Super One. And then we have two $100 gift cards donated by Park Falls Hardwoods. Sweet Brew, a couple of $10 certificates. Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100. Wildwoods Edge Resort Restaurant at the Moose Jaw, a couple of $10 certificates. And actually, we've got three of those. The Woods Edge Restaurant at the Moose Jaw. So those are the physical items we have. You can call anytime today to pledge. Just say, I'd like to help out our food pantry. I'll pledge $20, or you can just stop in. The door's open at the radio station. You can stop in if you're a business and you'd like to donate. That'd be great. We'll say nice things about you on the air. That's always good for businesses. We promote local businesses. So if you're a business and you'd like to donate money, that'd be fine. We've already had, Where did that sheet go? I have a sheet. We've had some businesses already step forward with some cash donations. And I'll find that sheet here. So we'll be talking more about this throughout the day here. Our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, our day of giving today. Call us at 715-762-3221. Hey there, Joel Karnick here from the 98Q Morning Show. Join me and the staff of Kyle Repair in Park Falls Friday, November 3rd. I'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1 for the big open house. Lunch will be served. Join me for lunch from 11 to 1 and sign up to win some great prizes. Listen to this, a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. There will be all kinds of Ponzi parts, special savings of 10%. Come on out to Kyle Repair, their big open house, Friday, November 3rd, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Our words of wisdom for this Friday morning, the 27th of October. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
My guess is you consider yourself an open-minded person. So do I. Well, we're mostly right. I say mostly because we're all biased. Each of us have filters through which we see the world. We're a lot like the people of Oz in The Wizard of Oz. In the original story written by Frank Baum, the Emerald City is said to be made of green glass, emeralds, and other jewels. And yet, when Dorothy and her companions enter the city, the wizard expects them to wear green-tinted spectacles. The wizard says the glasses will protect them against the brightness and glory of the city. In truth, the green glasses skew their perspective, making everything appear greener than it really is. A skewed perspective is also why the Scarecrow thought he needed a brain, the Tin Man a heart, and the Cowardly Lion courage. For good or for bad, each of us sees what we want to see, not necessarily what actually is. Skewed perspectives are why we have trouble resolving everything from business disputes to marriage problems and parenting conflicts. The truth becomes skewed because our green-colored spectacles blind us to some angle of reality. The solution is to recognize that we do see things through filters that color our perspective. We can only respect other viewpoints when we acknowledge that other viewpoints actually exist. To overcome our biases, we must first admit that we have them. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your 98Q Country weather allergy forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise cloudy. Temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy, slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36. Winds west, 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 51.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy. Now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning.
98Q Country.
It's no secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, get away.